Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Jasmine Little talks with her friend, Stefan Ingram. Both are youth associates with the Authoring Action organization. Jasmine and Stefan share some personal stories about Authoring Action Artistic Director Nathan Ross Freeman and talk about how the organization has helped to increase their self-confidence and empower them to find their voice.
I joined Authoring Action 3 or 4 years ago. School was just, didn't nobody know me. I didn't really exist. I just, you know, I was the one running to the class, you know, make sure I just sit down, you know, I leave early to go to the next class. I probably eat lunch in the bathroom or outside. And then after the institute, like my first summer, everybody knew me. Everybody was like, ah, snap, dancing coming down the hallway. It's like, I kind of like wasn't afraid to be myself because of Mr. Nathan. He kind of make you be yourself because he's kind of crazy. But it works. Like, it's a method to his madness, like, for real. Because I was, like, really shy. And now I never shut up.
I usually was, like, I'm still kind of reserved. But the thing is, I'm more confident in who I am. Like, it's not like, before it used to be, like, who am I and all that. But now it's, like, I was grounded. I know who I am. And now I care less what people think. It's, like, this is what I believe in. You're more confident in yourself.
Well, I guess I learned how to deal with my emotions with Authoring Action because he don't let you, like, hide. He make you stand out in the open and do stuff that you're not used to doing.
Yeah, right.
So, like, you're going to cry, you're going to end up crying in front of everybody. If you're going to turn red, you're going to turn red in front of everybody. And for me, I used to just hold everything in and then, like, explode one day, like, off in the open. And they'd be like, what is wrong with her? Is she going crazy? Uh-huh. And then when I met Mr. Nathan, he was like, write about it.
You never really wrote that often before, Alvin?
Before I met Mr. Nathan, I never wrote anything.
Whoa.
I didn't even write in English class. Like, I would never write anything. I was into, like, theater, so I would do a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. And so I don't write, so I wouldn't do his summers. I would do, like, during the school year, go in the afternoon and learn the process. But I would never write anything. I just knew the process.
Oh.
But my first summer, he was just like, you gotta write every day. He was the first piece. He was kind of disturbed. He was just like, you need to pray. He's not even a religious person. Like, he was just like, he just gave me a hug and was like, baby, you just keep writing. Just keep writing. Because I was holding in a lot of emotions. And now all my stuff is like happy. Because I guess through the process that Miss Nathan taught us, I've learned a lot. So, as I changed, my writings changed. So, it went from being, like, depressed mm-hmm. to, like, happy to, like, grown mm-hmm. woman status.
Nice.
But he changed me, he changed my neighborhood at the same time. Because by changing me, I wasn't just another ghetto chick sitting in the hood, hanging out with the homies. I was me. So,
awesome.
It was nice.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.